There was a sign on a muffler shop that said, "No appointment is necessary. We hear you coming." Sometimes we don't hear ourselves or pay attention where our life is going. Did you ever walk into a quiet house and feel uncomfortable, and you had to turn on the radio or turn on the television, or of course pick up your cell phone and do something? Fight the temptation. Enjoy the silence and think about your life and ask yourself the question, maybe all my friends see where I'm going. They hear me coming, but maybe I am not paying attention to my own life. I am becoming a machine and doing things, listening things, having things drown out the silence that can speak to me about where my life is going. The saints used to teach us that meditation, uniting yourself to God, thinking about your life and praying quietly, was always a source, a wellspring of inspiration and of strength, so that you, having lived the life, will not wake up one day and say, "Who am I?" But that every day you will choose some quiet time and say, "I know who I am, because every day I took time to meditate, to think, to look, to see where my life is going." In today's gospel, there is reference that Jesus makes to the serpent in the desert. Our bishop's staff, which is over there behind the candles, has the world and the cross with the serpent entwined to be a source of healing. Because in the desert, when the Israelites were being attacked by snakes, Moses was told to make a brazen serpent. Why wasn't he told to make an antidote? Why wasn't he told to make some other sign? Why was he told to make a symbol of the very thing that was killing the people? Because if you want to heal yourself, you have to look directly at the evil that you have accepted or the evil that is attacking you so that you can defeat it. So that with God's grace and His strength, you might say, "I am not afraid to look at my life and say honestly, this is my weakness, this is my strength, and this is what I need to do." Face your life. Enjoy the peace of meditation so that you might not be running away from your entire life to television, to computers, to internet, even the iPhone. All these are good, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea. But you are worth spending some time with yourself and your God in silent meditation and say, "Lord, where are my snakes? What do I need to change? What do I need to become a joyful person?" Slava Isus.